I forgot to mention this in the episode when I was recording it, y'all. So before the episode gets started, I wanted to let you know that moving forward, the show will be serialized. So this episode is the first episode in a series. This series theme is television shows. So this episode is about Degrassi, and the following episode will be about The Hill / Laguna Beach, and then there will be other television shows in this series going forward. I hope you like it. There will be other series after the television series, and we will continue from there. It'll be themed. It'll be fun. I hope you enjoy. Bye.
Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast to try to help Black people feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes. And please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches worthy of Gotti. If you are watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all those things. Additionally, I have a new podcast called Glass House by Sequoia Holmes, and you can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me to talk about Degrassi, we have my incredible, illustrious friends, Salorm and Jasmine. Thank you for coming on, you two. Yay! Tell them a little bit about yourselves. Introduce yourselves, all those things.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Sequoia, for having me on. I love this show so much. My name is Salorm. I'm a singer. I'm a actress. Hello. And I've also been a video producer with these two lovely ladies. So, hey.
Also, yes, thank you. I'm honored to be here, especially with you two. Also honored to talk about Degrassi, but I'm a content creator. I'm out here twerking and trying to just get through life. And that's what we all be doing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, and aren't we all twerking through life? Just trying to twerk and get through life. Sing it, Salorm. Come on. Yes. You already know.
Yep.
That's Salorm's newest single.
That's my new single, Twerking Through Life. Actually,
Yes.
It really does. Like rocking around the Christmas tree, but like twerking through life is the vibe that it gives.
It's good. I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Before we get into talking about Degrassi, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is our segment where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all. So it's been a few weeks since I actually had an In My Defense. I feel like I was running dry on them. I've told y'all all of the controversial shit that I could possibly say. But this week I have something because it's Degrassi themed. So I was like, okay, I have one. I have some thoughts. I can go first or y'all can go. How y'all want to do it?
I want to hear your Degrassi one.
I want to hear yours while I think of another one.
Okay. Okay. My In My Defense this week is Maddie from Euphoria. As a real life character, not as an icon, but as like an actual character, like if you get into the character, is better than Manny from Degrassi. I'm so sorry. The face is shifted, y'all. They thought I was going in a different direction. If you're watching this on YouTube right now,
I feel like they might have.
The face is definitely shifted.
I feel like they might have had a face off and then become friends in a later episode. You know.
No, I could definitely see that, but I feel like Maddie is she's just a better character. Obviously Degrassi is more iconic and Manny is more iconic overall, but Maddie, I feel like I would like her in real life. And the other one, I can't remember her name right now. Their names are too similar. Would think that she was kind of annoying. I would think that she was kind of
she kind of sucked, like getting into her hot phase.
You know, she was just kind of weak also. Like, I'm like, Emma running all over you. Like, girl, stop letting this little white girl talk to you crazy like
that.
You know? Okay. And Maddie would never have a little white girl talk to her crazy like that.
You aren't wrong.
So, that was my thoughts.
Okay. I can agree with that. As long as we know that that's the blueprint. Because if we think about Maddie and Euphoria and everything like that, like, she's had access to fucking her mental health issues, the internet. Like, she's the evolved. She's, like, the evolved Pokemon. So, of course, she's going to be stronger, you know. But Manny strutting around with that thong. Yes.
She broke down doors so that other girls could walk around with their thongs out.
She was flashing people just out here.
Exactly. A moment. No, you're very right. I 100% agree. 100% agree.
Okay, mine has nothing to do. This says a lot about more
That's
me
very fine.
personally. Okay,
I'm
so
excited to hear it.
a little backstory. I was watching on Netflix, I mean, I'm sorry, on Hulu, they have this show called, it's like Impact by Nightline or something like that, where they basically went into like the 2000s model industry and like America's Next Top Model, and they brought back girls from the show and they did an interview with them and everything like that, right? So I watched that, and there was a clip that stuck out in my mind so much, and it was when a girl was quitting. I think her name was Ebony. They gave her like long,
I
straight
remember
hair. She was very
Ebony.
thin, long, straight hair, and she left. She had the really gummy
Yeah, I
smile.
remember
Yes.
Ebony.
Yes. And she left, and they played the clip where Tyra was like, the most unattractive thing in the world to me is a quitter. And I've been thinking about that line ever since because, like, I really fuck with quitters. I
Me too.
really fuck with quitters.
Me too.
And don't know, like, obviously, we're taught not to quit. And why are we taught that for capitalism? Why are we taught that because of the man?
Exactly.
So if
Preach,
you're
preacher.
quitting, you're setting a boundary. Love that for you. You're
Exactly.
thinking about you. You're not thinking about it.
I love how you took that and you made it into something internally beautiful. You were like, you know what, Tyra?
Oh,
I
yeah.
give a listen.
Oh, yeah.
I actually find that so attractive.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
She
That
didn't
was
let you run
special.
all over her ass.
Period. And she wouldn't. No, that was really good. That's reframing quitting
Yes,
as
I fuck with
boundaries.
quitters.
That's it.
It's
Yeah.
a
Been a quitter my whole life, period.
Yeah,
Oh my
period.
gosh. I personally think, I mean, listen, I've been trying to think of other things, but I mean, this might be a popular opinion or an unpopular opinion, but I think Emma's the worst character on Degrassi. And I
Always
think
definitely getting into
Sean
best and worst
was the
characters.
only person who could have brought her to Jesus.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying Emma's the worst in like the Degrassi history?
I can't remember everybody. I
Right.
can't remember
Okay.
everybody. So I'm gonna say of the OG clan, she's the worst.
Bad. Yeah, I don't want to get into it because it's not,
Yes,
we're not
we're gonna
there
get
yet, so
into
I'll
it.
just,
We'll get
we'll
into that
follow
one.
back.
We're gonna follow up on that one for sure. Before we follow up on that though, we have song of the week. I have a song this week. Also kept it a little bit on theme. I know Salorm is gonna appreciate this one. Okay. I hope I haven't done this one. I hope I didn't do this one with you on the episode that
I
you were
was on
on
the Kelly
before.
Clarkson one.
Salorm? Right. Salorm was on a Kelly Clarkson episode before. Check that out if y'all want more of Salorm. But I think I might have said this before. I'm not sure. Skin by Alex Johnson is my song of the week this week. Do you know that song, Jasmine?
I mean, off the top, no.
You might, you low key might, because if you were watching Degrassi on The End, were you watching on The End, the Nighttime Network for Teens or whatever? I think that was where it
Yes.
was located. I think
It
that might
was
have been
like
like the only
Noggin,
place.
then it was the
Instant
End.
Star.
Right.
That show was coming up at the same time with Alex Johnson.
Exactly. So the show Instant Star was coming up at the same time, and Alex Johnson was the lead of that show, the redheaded girl from Instant Star. Her real name is Alex Johnson, and she made music for Instant Star. It was a musical show, and one of the songs is called Skin. And it was like an acoustic guitar, very like demented, kind of. It was like, or it was emo, but like not, it didn't
Oh,
sound emo,
wait,
but it was very emo. It was a
let me
very
break
emo
it
song.
down. Like, okay, so the episode where they put this song out, I guess she's having issues with like her friend or some guy in her life, and probably Tommy, some guy in her life who's lying to her and being deceitful, whilst her dad is lying to her mother and being deceitful. So the song is double-sided because
Oh
there's like multiple people in the
no.
room who think the song
Yes.
is about them. It's tight. Whew. I
Wow.
forgot
Okay.
that that was the
Yes,
context.
context.
But yes, I listened to that song actually now. Like she re-recorded it, I believe. And so I have it in my little Spotify playlist. And it is so good. It really holds up. If you have not heard Skin by Alex Johnson, Alex with an X and a Z,
Yes.
by the way.
Alex
Johnson. I'm also seeing her in concert in like next month, literally. Yes.
Really?
Fun fact, I've kept in touch with her.
Where?
Yes, oh, I've stalked her into being a friend. Like I do most people.
I love it. Alex, hello.
She's a nice lady.
If you're listening, hello. She sounds nice. She seems like she'd be
my boyfriend bought me a cameo of her for a birthday once. It was very nice.
I love it. It was very nice.
I love it. Like, the Alex Johnson love she deserves. So I appreciate that she's getting her flowers. Yes.
Well, first, I thought you were going to say on Degrassi theme, when I think of other than like whatever it takes, that one. I don't know if y'all remember the commercials. I don't remember what specifically Degrassi
Shark in the Water?
Season it was called. Shark in the Water.
Yes.
I was like, only song I fucking remember.
Yes.
And seeing them like bounce through the freaking clouds.
Yes. Well, to be honest, I remember that song for sure, but I can't help but remember the song that played on the episode where like the shooting happened and like they were all just mourning it. I don't know why, but I had that song on my iPod.
What song?
I played that. It was called Time Stand Still. Was it called Time
Stand Still? That was the name of the episode. Yeah. Yeah.
But the song was like, I am playing God and I am raising hell. Yes. I was like, oh my God, yes.
Wow. I do remember that. I think the song that you're thinking of, Jess, I think it's by an artist named, it was Vivi something. Vivi Brown, did I make that up? It was.
Yeah, she came up off one commercial.
She did. Degrassi.
What was it called? Shark they in the were, Water? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called Shark in the Water.
That's all the lyrics. Baby, there's a shark. Yeah.
That was also a fantastic song. For a long time, I thought that was Jasmine Sullivan for some reason. I don't know why I thought that was Jasmine Sullivan as a kid, but that's what
I think until right now, I thought it was like Corinne Bailey Ray or whatever her name is.
That makes sense too.
Yeah.
I could definitely hear that.
I feel like it was, I wonder if they were around the same time because that's who I thought it was.
I think so. Yeah, I think they were. That checks, that checks. That's a really good one. Salarm, what you got?
There's so many songs in Degrassi, I'm just realizing now.
There are.
I don't know why, but the first one, no, not that one. Remember when the girls formed a band?
I have that written down as
a
talking point.
I was going to say, we better talk about the band.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the only song that I remember was about sexual assault. So it wasn't really like a song I wanted to sing.
Oh, wait. We talking about, we must be talking about two different time periods. I don't remember the one about.
Which girl?
I'm thinking about
that
the one.
That was Paige singing. Paige
okay.
was singing.
Oh, wait. How did that song go? Because I think that one was the one that I was actually thinking about, but I'm referencing the one where Ashley was singing about.
And then you're gone. I'm not your poor thing.
No!
That one.
The shot of it was like her like up close to the mic and all you could see was like her lips. I'm not your poor thing.
Not your poor thing. Yes.
Wow.
That shit was so fucking good.
Literally.
Wow. Whew. Okay. We made it through the songs. And now we can get in talking about Degrassi
like
outright.
We've just been...
We've been talking about it anyways, right? We might as well go there for sure. Before we dive into it, let me give the people a little context as to what Degrassi is in case they don't know. And this is straight from Wikipedia, y'all. I'm simply going to read this as I usually do. Degrassi is a Canadian television franchise created by Kit Hood and Linda Schuyler. Something like that?
Yeah.
Schuyler.
I always saw her name.
Right. Originated as a children's television series in 1979. Degrassi is best known as a long-running and interconnected teen-oriented drama series that has spanned multiple generations since the late 80s, starting with Degrassi Junior High in 1987 and continuing through Degrassi Next Class in 2017. In addition to the series and several television movies, the franchise encompasses a variety of supplementary media, including companion novels, graphic novels, documentaries, soundtracks, and nonfiction. Several actors have achieved wider recognition and stardom since appearing on Degrassi, most notably rapper Drake and actress Nina Dobrev, both of Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Wow.
And what we will be talking about today is Degrassi, The Next Generation, which ran from 2001 to 2015. So I would just like to point out that the biggest superstar damn near in the world right now comes from Degrassi. The girls need to stop playing on Degrassi's name. The girls absolutely have to stop playing on Degrassi's name.
You know,
Degrassi is,
it's
that
funny
girl.
Because
it's so iconic, and I feel like, I mean, I'm not gonna speak my own thoughts about Drake himself, but like,
yeah,
you know, look at where he came from. We know what he's about. Like, he can put on whatever tough guy, I'm a rapper mentality, but we know where you came from.
Aubrey, we
know
you.
You'll always be Jimmy. We know you, Aubrey.
We know you, Aubrey.
Facts.
First of all, off rip, theme song was fire. I was trying not to use the theme song as my song of the week. It was very difficult, but I came with something else. Just an outstanding theme song. Immediately, they had no reason. Who was singing that?
You know there was a black choir up in there.
Who was that black lady? Right?
I know. Yes. Come
right? Yeah. I watched an episode with Garrick recently. I believe it was Garrick. Pretty sure. And I was like, now who is this black lady singing this theme song?
And I need to investigate that.
He was like, oh, you think that's a black lady?
What you think?
Do you hear it? Right. Do you hear it? Like, yeah, it's a black lady. Who else would sing like that?
Oh, that would be so messed up if this whole time I thought this was a black woman.
I'd be mad as hell.
So mad.
I'd be really mad. If I found out a white lady was on there talking about, I would be mad. I would really feel a way about that.
Or like just Rachel Dozell. Just wailing. Oh my
God. We go and look and it's definitely Rachel Dozell singing the Degrassi theme song. That'd be wild. But y'all, who are your favorite Degrassi characters from the main cast?
Oh my gosh.
That's a question.
Okay.
Favorites.
Go ahead, Salorm.
No, I literally don't know.
I have people in their eras, right? So, will I always love Liberty? Of course. Do I hate that she was the, you know, the awkward, like, got pregnant, never confident, looked different than all these other girls? You know, will I hate that? Of course. I love Paige's lesbian era. Period.
Yes.
Her and who was the girl she was with? Do you remember?
It was Alex.
Yeah, I loved Alex.
Oh yeah, the brunette.
Yes.
Alex was fucking dope. And then I really, really love the girl. She was like the plus size model.
Oh, Terry.
Terry.
Yes.
Those are like my tops.
Who is an actual model? An actual model today in real life. Yeah. Might I add?
Yep. Mm.
Yes.
Get it. Yes.
And Hazel. I will say I do love Hazel. I feel like they fucked over Hazel, to be honest, with her storyline.
They really did, yeah.
They really did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anybody who was slightly different, I was into.
Yes.
That's fair. Good.
Yes. Okay, I had to think for a minute because I was forgetting people, and I'm glad I took a minute. Marco was always my favorite, I realized.
Period.
Like, Maddie.
Wow, I forgot about Maddie. Marco.
Manny was up there, but Marco never disappointed me. Like, through every single season,
not
when I
once.
Think about it, he was always the good guy, period.
Yeah.
Like, that's really the thing about stuff. Degrassi. They'll make you hate somebody, and then they'll make you love them and understand them a little bit, which in a lot of ways didn't make sense, because there's some people who are unforgivable. We could talk about that later. But, like, I just loved him through and through, rooted for him all the way to the end. Oop. Always rooted for him. I loved, obviously, Manny, you know? I loved her. I can't hide it. It's a basic kind of thing, but I love her. Always starting stuff. And then I just personally, like, I remember really liking Ellie growing up because she was all emo and she was like,
I liked her ultimate. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, yes, Lolly.
Love things.
Yes. And like, Ashley would always annoy me. So Ellie was always that person who was there that brought everything back down to earth.
I don't like Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley.
I didn't like Ashley either.
Right. We're gonna get into the least favorites as well. My favorites. I forgot about a bunch of people that y'all named. So, yes, but I think my favorites are Paige and Manny. I think I've always liked a little bit of a mean girl character, and especially at first, Paige was definitely pegged as that mean girl character. And I was like, she's fun.
Absolutely.
I like her. She had the best like one-liners. She had really good dialogue. The dialogue they gave Paige, they really put
Yeah.
their foot in that shit. I
Always a
was having a
clapback.
great time. Always a clapback. She was never letting the girls get away with shit at all. Nobody was getting away with anything on Paige's watch, and I loved it. It was my favorite thing. And then Manny ushered in everybody's hoe era. How could you not? She's an icon today, to this
She
day.
really did.
Absolutely. I loved it. I'm thinking this year for Halloween, I might be Manny. I just thought about that as I was doing this episode. I'm like, maybe I'll do a Manny moment. Something like that. This with the blue thong coming out, the little
Period.
blue tracks,
Yes.
the little
The
hat,
little hat.
a little thing, right? The little hat to the side.
I love it.
I might do that this year for Halloween. So, yes, I think those are my two favorite. But y'all named some really good ones too. I totally forgot about Marco. I feel like they kind of shortchanged Marco's character a
Yeah.
little
They
bit.
tried to push him to the side, but I was always
They
happy to
pushed.
see him, you know?
I was always happy to see him too. Wow, I really liked him. He probably fall in my faves too. Now let's move on to least favorite. Okay, before you tell us the one, I would like to call out that I have Ellie listed as one of my least favorites. So when
Ooh.
you so when you said she was one of your favorites, I
You
said,
said Ellie and
uh-oh.
Sequoia Lam.
All right.
Okay, wait. Ellie's aesthetic was dope. Ellie's
She wasn't always the best.
Sucked.
Wait, say that one more
I
time.
just
She
thought she was
was her what?
fucking
Oh,
annoying.
you thought she, yeah,
Her
she was annoying.
aesthetic was dope. Her baggage sucked.
Yeah. She had a lot of baggage. She did have a lot of baggage. That's not even why she's my least favorite, because Sean also had a lot of baggage, and I really fucked with Sean a lot. Heavy. You know, I was really rooting for Sean. Ellie was just really fucking annoying to me. It was like something about you, I just don't like it. Her aesthetic was great. I had that aesthetic at that time, I would like to point out. But I just didn't like her. I'm like, girl, you're not doing our aesthetic justice. I would never act like you. Like, no, this is not it. So yes, Ellie is definitely one of my least favorites. And then while I'm here, the other two that I have listed are Emma, naturally, because she fucking sucked also. And Ashley, because she was too much of a goody two shoes for my personal taste. And she also fucking sucked. Emma was very much a high horse type girl, just very looking down on everybody. Especially Manny, treated Manny like shit regularly. And Manny just stayed with her, God knows for what reason. And Ashley, I don't remember what she did to Jimmy, but I know she did something to Jimmy. And I didn't fuck with that.
It was something with music.
Yeah.
Correct.
It was something
That
with
she like
music.
kind
It was
of,
after he got shot. Something happened. And she was like, oh, I want you in the background or some shit. She didn't want him to
Right.
rap or
She wanted it
something
to
was
be
going
all
on.
about
She wanted him in the
her.
background. She
She
wanted to be all about
wanted to be
her.
discovered, and he was getting discovered.
With her boring ass vocals.
Like, we're so bored. Yawn. You don't have what's happening? You don't have the
No,
range.
you do
I'm
not
sorry. You
have
don't have the range
it.
like that, babe.
Ashley was very, yeah, she's definitely one of my least favorites as an aesthetic, also, just like not cutely, not a cute style. Not cute style. She was always out for herself. And yeah, also, yeah, Emma, 1000%. I kind of hate it because when I've watched it back, I feel like I was so excited to watch Degrassi when I was younger because I was learning about all these different people. And now when I watch it back when I'm older, I'm like, Emma was still the star no matter what. Like, they really tried to make her the center of everything, and I hate that even more.
For those of y'all who don't know, Degrassi, The Next Generation, which is the iteration of Degrassi we are talking about, is based around a character called Emma because she is the daughter of two of the characters from Degrassi from the 80s. So the Degrassi from the 80s, they were teen parents, Spike and I can't remember her mom's name.
No, the mom was Spike.
No, mom is Spike and
Yeah,
Simpson,
Mr.
which is
Simpson, yeah.
Archie or Simpson. They had No, like they didn't have kids. That's her stepdad. Anyways, Spike had a teen pregnancy. It was Emma. They decided the reboot was going to be around Spike's daughter that she had in the 80s because she'd be middle school age by the time Degrassi, The Next Generation came around. So it is centered around the character of Emma. And we don't even fucking like her. She Sucked. She sucked. Not cute at all. But yes, who's your least favorite?
Okay, so I was watching like Degrassi clips a couple of months ago, and I realized that like my least favorite character is and will always be Peter. Do you remember Peter? The white boy.
Holy shit. Who was like
a gross human.
Yeah. Yuck. So literally, okay, so I was watching it was like where Manny is going off the deep end, and she does that whole thing where she's like, you can sell this for $1 million because I'm going to be a movie star. I'm going to be famous. Yes. That's what she says.
Yes.
Iconic. So iconic. Anyways, iconic. I was watching it and I realized like he blackmailed her into like dating her.
Yeah.
And, yes.
And he said like, yes, oh, I'm going to show this to everybody if you don't go out with
show
me.
Show this to people.
And then he does that.
Yes.
Then he releases it to everyone. And nothing happens to him. Literally nothing happens to him.
Not
his mom is the principal.
Nothing.
And I was like, oh, I was rooting for this guy in future seasons. They brainwashed me into forgetting or something. And that's what they do.
They never bring it up.
Yeah, they'll not bring things up again. They'll move the person forward. They'll have whole relationships. But truthfully, I think he was kind of an ass in other relationships too. His relationship with Darcy, he kind of sucked. Like, man, fuck that man. Fuck that man forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Darcy, too.
Darcy also fucking sucked, I'd like to point out. But Peter really sucked.
He was horrible.
Peter sucked in a way that wasn't even like the characters that I'm referencing that suck are not abusive usually. Like, Emma kind of low-key skews that way, maybe a little bit like manipulative or something. But Peter
is a different level.
Which is outright a bad human being. Just
an
asinine
crime.
Person. Like hard crime. Like criminal. He went to jail.
Criminal.
He didn't. What did he go to jail? No, he didn't go to jail.
Sean.
He had
jail,
Sean
right?
put in jail.
Yeah. Oh yes, my God.
Yeah.
A problem.
Remember, him and Sean were racing. They were doing that illegal street race shit, and they both got caught. But I believe he was able to get out of it because of his mom or
because
some shit.
Because he's super white privilege. Sean is a different level of white. Does not have the same kind of privilege.
Sean didn't
Peter.
Have the same level of stuff going on. He didn't have the different. Same capabilities going on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he was borderline a felon.
I will say in the episode where Manny was the star with her boobs out and he blackmailed her, it was like cheerleading tryouts and Manny came to the gym. I literally just watched it like maybe a month ago. And Manny came to the gym to try out. And Paige was like... Whenever Paige would just be so straightforward, but would just be like, babe, no, your tits are online. Like, no, you're not being a cheerleader. She's just like, oh, honey, that's not going to be it. Not for us this year.
Pack your shit up and go. Yeah. I'm sorry. She was so mean.
She delivered it in a way that you were like, yeah, why did I think I would be a cheerleader after
that? What even made me think I could bring my ass down here?
Like, damn, she's right.
Why did I waste my time like this?
Like, just dragging bitches. No. Like, all the time, it was so mean.
It was really, like, she was very mean. You're hun, your tit. The way she'd say hun.
You always say hun.
Hun.
Yeah, right. You always say hun.
I think I started saying hun because of her.
That's not it.
Of course.
It's not it, hun.
No, hun.
No.
That is so good. That is so fucking good. Okay, so this kind of segues really easily into the fave plot points and moments from Degrassi.
Degrassi never missed on a fucking storyline, and they saw through.
They saw that shit through.
I mean, the whole... Okay, who was the guy that shot Jimmy?
Rick.
Yeah.
Rick. Okay.
Rick.
The whole Terry dating Rick, shoving her and everything there, and then... You know, like making comments about her, and did he date her and then shoot Jimmy, or did he shoot Jimmy and then date her?
Dated her and then shot Jimmy. Yeah.
Which is just like
dated her, put her in a coma,
period,
and then shot Jimmy.
But like, red flag, right? Like they gave us a red flag.
They did a little bit.
Like, why didn't like? But for real, like, and you're right. They do follow through with things. It's like the big things that happen. There was foreshadowing. Always, there was foreshadowing, letting you know, like, hey,
some shit's about to go down. But for real, and in real life, hey, red flags. Like, take them seriously. If he puts a girl in the hospital, what else is he capable of?
You know?
Oh.
We don't know this guy. We don't know him.
We really don't.
Literally.
Damn. So the Jimmy getting shot moment for you, Jazz?
Yeah, I think that was like the biggest, like the dating, and then watching him get worse. Which those are two like huge things, like as teens watching this, how you're like the two, what are you, I mean, not maybe just me, but like getting into a relationship and this person being like scary and abusive. And then, like, a school shooter. Like.
That did speak to a teenage psyche. That was like, ooh, this is, like, my two, like, biggest concerns yeah. that could happen to me.
Why am I anxious leaving the house, I wonder?
A nightmare. He was really a nightmare. A fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
So, Lorm, you have any favorite moments?
Okay. I mean, these aren't my favorite moments. Shit got deep.
Okay.
But I would really forget, like, some of the really early episodes, how they really let us know what these characters were going through, like at home. Like they wouldn't really bring some of those plot points back sometimes, but I remember there was this one episode that kind of linked Emma and Craig. Emma was looking for her dad and wanted to go meet with her dad. And then Craig was trying to help her, but also I think he was trying to get out of the house and like get away from his abusive father. Cause remember Craig's
dad.
Like, hit him.
Yes.
Yes.
And died.
Yeah. That stuff was crazy. And like that episode made me go back to the Degrassi 80s clips and like watch to see what happened to Emma's father because he was a main character in that. And so basically what happened was I think he got drunk or something one night and maybe he had jumped off a bridge or something. Yeah, I think something had happened where he just, some accident that put him in a state where he couldn't really like be himself again. And so they went to go find her dad. Her dad was like in like, I mean, I don't know what you'd call it, but like.
Me neither. Some type of institution.
Yes.
He was in
something
for people who are mentally unwell to some degree.
And so her mom was trying to keep her from that, but mostly because I guess the father's parents had put him there and it was hard for her to really get access to him. I don't know. It was all just so sad and so deep. And I was like, dang, it was like just such a backstory that I just dived into.
Wow.
The history.
It was really deep. I didn't know that the reason that he ended up there was because he did some shit while he was drunk. And he never recovered from it. That's a very interesting backstory.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I might have to go watch Degrassi Junior High or
it might have been
gonna
see a couple things.
Too.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it was him drinking. It might have been some drug or something like that, like weed. When they thought weed was bad.
Oh Lord.
That would be even funnier. Lord.
Very 80s.
Yes.
Right.
I'll
very
80s. Verify my sources, but I don't
But it was like caused by him. I thought that I don't know what I thought. I actually have no idea, but I do remember when she went to go find her dad and she found him and she was very surprised by what she found. And didn't he have some type of emotional outburst while she was there and they were concerned for her safety? Something like that. Yeah, I do recall that and being like, oh, they never really went back to that. But I think it was because Emma stopped being curious as to who her dad was and all that stuff. I think she was like, well, figured that out anyways. Because, you know, she was never going to drop nothing until she figured it out. That was who Emma was.
Period.
That's a good one. That's also a moment that I 100% forgot about. And yeah, they did tie Craig and Emma a little bit more closely in the beginning of the show than they ever were past that point. Good point. Good point for sure.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
My favorite plot point was when the girls formed that girl group, but not when Paige was raped, but when Craig cheated on Ashley with Manny and they got on stage with his shirt, with his face on shirts, his burning face. They had his face in flames on shirts and they had Ashley as the lead singer and she said, "You're the rock in my eye. You're yes. the dust in my shoe. You lie, lie, yes. lie."
And I said, "Yeah, you lie, lie, lie. And I want you to know that I'm on to you. Coming for you. Yeah. Mr. Nice Guy." What? I remember that.
Yes.
Wow.
It was.
That was on LimeWire.
So good. I need to find it. It was on LimeWire. I need to find it. I have to find it. I had to add it to the playlist. If I can find it on the playlist, I'll make a playlist of Degrassi songs, songs from Degrassi, because the Degrassi songs were a moment. And then right after they got off stage and they had just embarrassed the fuck out of Craig, he got on stage and did his little solo performance. Remember? Yes. And
he sings a song about her.
I don't know if you'll forgive me for being so blind.
Oh, God.
The oh way my God, heart
Ashley's
cried.
Sitting there like, oh, okay, I guess he's sorry. You know?
No.
That was the only time when I really fucked with Ashley. I said, oh, okay, come on, right. Ashley. Get him. Get him. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God. It was so good. Yeah, what a show.
One thing about Ashley, she was petty. Like, she was all about her. So if you fucked her over, she was going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think her sign was? What do you think Ashley's sign was?
Oh, I don't know. Jazz would know this.
I feel like there's something in her that had to be Scorpio and Cancer. Because she sat on that okay. shit and she attacked.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just a lot going on. It's a lot going yep. on. It's deep.
It's deep. She stewed on it. And then she plotted and she did it. Yeah, she said, enough of this sad shit. I'm gonna get this nigga. And she did. And I love it. And I loved it. It was a good time. Wow. Okay. Favorite Degrassi couples?
Ooh.
I can start. If
please.
Y'all need some time to think, I can start.
Yes, okay. Please.
My favorite is obviously, because this mimics my own life, Jimmy and Hazel were always my favorite Degrassi couple. And I felt like I really wanted them to go further. I thought they were going to give Hazel a better plot line, because I was like, okay, they're going to give Hazel a better plot line because she's with Jimmy and it's really going to, you know, do something. And they just never fucking did.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, that was my favorite couple. I had high expectations, high hopes. I don't even remember how they ended. I think they just fizzled out or some shit.
Right.
Or maybe it was Ashley. I don't know. But yeah.
I will say I really did love Alex and Paige.
Fuck yes.
I
absolutely.
Loved. Was Marco dating Paige's brother?
Yes.
Dylan. Yes. Yes.
I loved that for what it was.
For what it was.
I don't
in the
think
moment.
Dylan yes. was the best.
Yes. Right.
But loved it when it was there mm-hmm. and happy.
Yep.
Yes. For the moment, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't he in college dating a high schooler?
Yeah,
was that,
was yeah,
that yeah, that yeah. was the. Let's. No.
Right, that was what was a little questionable about it. I don't think I imagine there was not a huge age difference, but
hoping not. The part that I loved about it was more so that it was like Marco's first boyfriend.
Yes, exactly.
But maybe he was groomed the whole time and we're just all fucked up.
I hope not. I didn't actually get the sense. I always thought it was a little weird. I was like, he seems older.
To be honest.
Yeah. Not like wildly so.
I've had to wake up to the fact that so many old shows that like I loved watching, the main like love interests were like way too far apart in age. Like I just showed my boyfriend Instant Star, that show we were just talking about, and I was so into it. And when he rewatched it, he was like, this is a relationship between a 15-year-old and a 20-something-year-old. And that's the relationship through the whole series.
We
applaud them kissing on her 16th birthday. What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember her song, Time to Be Your 21? She had that song, Time to Be Your 21. Yeah, that was about her finally being old enough to be with him. She wasn't even 21 at that time. I think she was
18. That didn't even click.
When she made that, but it was like, and I think, I thought he was in his 30s. Sorry, we're talking about Instant Star again. I thought he was in his 30s, and she was 15 on the show. 15 and 16, I believe. And he was definitely his late 20s or early 30s. And that shit was very fucking weird. So teen shows did that shit all the time. They tried to make it normal. They did it with Paige and the teacher too. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Paige was dating the teacher for a while.
Yes.
And it was like, no, that's also fucking weird.
And Manny squashed that. I remember Manny told on her.
When Paige got assaulted, wasn't that with a college boy?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, I forgot Dean was in college. I literally just watched that episode and he was talking about how he's trying to pledge a fraternity. Like she goes to like confront him like a couple years later and he's like, I suggest you don't do it here. I'm trying to get into this fraternity. And she's like, fuck your fraternity, nigga. But you know, obviously she didn't say that, but
I don't, but close to it.
Not that part. Close. Okay. Yeah, she could have got away with close enough. But. Yeah. They love to do that in teen shows. It was very weird normalize that older person, younger person relationship shit.
But I will say, in terms of like my favorite couples, as much as I didn't like Emma, I was rooting for the Sean and Emma thing. I'm not going to lie. Just because Sean, I don't know, there was something about him.
I was too.
And I know that there were probably points where he made us mad, but like there was always this like, he's trying to be better kind of thing.
Yes.
And she's trying to save him and whatever. But anyways, the couple that I like the most. I'm sorry. I know it's the worst. I know. It's toxic. It's so toxic.
You bird bitches.
The couple that I liked the most was, in the moment, JT and Liberty. I loved it, you know, because they were friends.
Agreed.
Growing up, and then they got out of the friend zone, and then they were a thing, and then JT fucking dies because Liberty can't have anything good, right?
Right?
You just throw that out there like that.
Why? I'm sorry. That's not a part of what I like, but I just thinking about it, I was like, why couldn't Liberty have anything good in high school?
Nothing.
Not a dang thing.
Nothing.
Liberty was all of us, truthfully, because I feel like there were so many characters who glue up during high school, but like, nah, I glue up after, you know?
I would also like to point out the actress that played Liberty is fucking stunning now. If you go look at her Instagram, I went looked at it recently. I was like,
she's fine, and she's a
DJ.
I'm
so sorry.
Oh, yes, she's a DJ. She is a DJ.
So she's like really
she's
fucking
just
cool
very
too.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I do think we have been talking this long and have not paid our respects to JT, and I do think he was quirky. He was what? He was the guy version of what Emma always wanted to be. Like, because Emma always had that little bitchiness to her, right? Like, that nose in the air. JT was just out here, like, trying to make out, like, just telling you, like, would lay all the compliments on you, but he really meant them. He was like, yeah, I'm going to lay these on you, but I like you too, you know?
Yeah.
He was an all-around guy.
He was. R.I.P. James Tiberius. Let's definitely pay our respects, because he was an all-around guy, and that episode was traumatizing as fuck.
Yes,
traumatic.
Yeah, they did not need to have us watch a character get stabbed and die on our screens like that.
That was so random too. It was
very random to watch Jimmy get shot. That one was random. Like, I feel like for the Jimmy getting shot episode, I was prepared. I think they had previewed it enough that like I knew that something real big was happening. I remember watching that JT dying episode and having no fucking idea he was gonna die.
Do you remember the previews for that season? Because they were like, this Degrassi season, someone will die. Do you remember that? They literally were saying that. And so like, I remember watching being like, who is gonna die?
Who?
And lo and behold, it was JT.
Oh my God.
And that was after Liberty had her baby, right?
I think pregnant. I think she might have been pregnant. I'm not positive she had a baby.
And she gave the baby away.
Yeah.
No, wait, y'all. This is such a soap opera. That was before. That was after she gave the baby away because JT was addicted to pills. Had a random short-lived pill addiction.
I don't remember that.
No, he did because he worked at a pharmacy and he was stealing the pills or something.
Oh, I
believe
you. Oh, I kind of remember that. I do kind of remember. Now what you're talking about.
Like prenatal pills?
No, like just like, I don't know, just some pills. And like Liberty was like, I'm giving this baby away. You are not prepared to be a father. And he was so upset about that.
Right.
Yo, what the heck?
Prenatal pills really just took me out. I'm so sorry. I've had enough. I've had enough. Yeah, he was stealing our prenatal pills, Jazz. Please.
Oh my. Those things are expensive.
Wait, I do remember one of my friends at that time being like, why would they make Liberty be the unwed mother with the crack daddy? Like, with a crack daddy. Like, why? I remember that. Like, one of my friends was like, Figure is the only black girl they're gonna give like a baby daddy.
Right. By that point, they had already gotten Hazel the fuck out of there for God knows what reason. So Liberty is the only black girl representation left on the show, and you make her a motherfucking baby mama with a dead daddy. Like, are you joking? Why would y'all do that? Stop.
That was messed up.
You know, now y'all pissing me off. Like, now think about it, y'all pissing me off.
Literally, and Liberty's whole like, wasn't even looking at dick or anything like that. And then she finally found this nerdy dude, gets her pregnant, and he dies.
It's not fair. She never
should have went with fucking Toby. Yeah. She should have went with Toby. Toby would have never gotten her fucking pregnant. He was more responsible than JT. I'm so sorry.
Toby for the win.
Toby for the win. Absolutely. Whew. That was good. This is great. I'm having a fantastic time, y'all. Okay. When did y'all stop watching?
Oh, that's a good question. You know,
I could tell you when if you need some time.
Have you done an L Word episode?
No, I have not. But I used to watch the L Word when I was a kid. On I don't remember what the channel was. It's a channel that doesn't exist anymore.
Showtime.
No, I watched it on a LGBT channel that came on briefly.
Okay,
but I don't remember. But yes, I watched that.
I was going to make a reference, but I wasn't sure if either of y'all had seen it.
I'm not going to catch it because I don't remember it, but I did watch it.
Okay. Emma reminds me of the main girl. Her name is Jenny Schechter. And just like the worst character that you look back and you're like, this whole fucking thing was about Jenny, wasn't it?
And that's Emma.
And I was just like, she's the Jenny Schechter.
The main character. Why did they, mm-hmm. make the main character such an unlikable one, you know?
Right.
I would have loved Manny to be the main character, dig more into her Filipino backstory. Also, I didn't realize that Manny was Filipino and not Latina. I thought Manny was Latina for a long time. Manuela Santos, which makes sense now that I know Philippines is colonized by the Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, when they showed her parents and they're Filipino, I was like, excuse me, who the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. Y'all are lying.
I honestly think I was still telling myself that they were like Latino.
Right. Right.
Like, I actually don't know, but I remember watching the Degrassi movie, which was so corny.
Oh my God, me too. When they went to LA.
So camp. But I watched it.
It was camp. It was very cheesy. Felt almost purposeful.
I honestly think I've watched, like, not in a row, but like I've watched the Netflix ones.
I didn't watch the Netflix ones.
I
me neither.
Yeah, I tried. I feel like I'm caught up.
Jess said stop. I'm not sure what you mean by that. And now that you found out that there's Degrassi Junior High and High, you got other stuff you can watch.
I gotta start all the
time. Who's in Ginny in Georgia? he was still on the show, I think, around the time that I stopped watching. The Saad. Is that his name?
Okay.
I loved him.
Ooh. Who's on Jenny and Georgia that's also on Degrassi?
He's Indian.
Fine.
Oh, Sav?
Sav!
Yes.
Yes. And his little sister, Allie. I liked her too.
Allie. Yep. Yes, and Claire, Allie. Her best friend.
Mm-hmm. Claire. Yeah, I was watching.
That shit got deep.
It sure did. They had a whole time. That whole generation had their time, to be honest. We really should talk more about that, to be real.
We really did have a time with their generation. I stopped watching around when that generation started being ushered in. Sav, Allie, Claire. Do y'all remember do you remember Heather Sinclair? The character that was named but never actually put on screen, that was Paige's arch nemesis?
They brought her sister in.
They brought her sister, Holly J. Sinclair, and all that stuff. And Declan and his twin sister, and all that stuff. I watched that for a little bit, but somewhere around there, I started to check out. I don't know if I had aged out or what, but I started to be like, this is like getting not interesting to me. And I felt like they couldn't keep new storylines. The only new storyline that I remember at that time that was like fresh was the trans character. What was the trans character?
It was that girl, the characters, she was on another show. She was on Life with Derek, the actress.
Yes. The actress was on Life. Oh my God, actress played the little sister on Life with Derek. That is so fucking crazy. I just made that connection right now. Well, you made it for me, but this is my first time thinking about that.
I can't remember too much of what happened.
But yes, in Degrassi.
Did they have like the curly reddish hair?
No. They had.
And I do not recall. Oh, the short.
Yes, the short. The short hair. I can't remember the character's name, but that was the only like fresh storyline that had me even somewhat invested. Everything else felt like an offshoot of the previous class.
Yeah.
And so it was like Allie is Manny, Claire is Emma, but like a little bit more nuanced than Emma was. And you know, I was just like,
I wonder really.
Do y'all remember the like little sister who was like dramatic but also a lesbian?
Wait, whose little sister?
The little sister.
I don't. That's the problem. Said, so.
The little sister who was queer.
Let me figure it.
Not the one that was the twin with
she
Declan,
had, like,
right?
A pointy nose. Yeah.
Yes. Do you remember her name? Salorn?
No. But I did watch them. I watched her and Declan. I thought Declan was cute. Yeah.
I thought Declan was real cute.
Yeah.
And then there was that guy that had those like big kind of eyes and was like rather creepy.
Oh, Eli.
Y'all need to catch
Eli.
Up. And then, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
People love him. I dropped off before him. I think that's where I dropped off.
Yeah. He was a problem.
Okay. I do remember him being a problem. Degrassi just stopped feeling interesting to me at that point. But I was definitely, I watched Eli's storyline a little bit.
The thing is, like, I don't know. It's interesting because when I think back to memories, like, I remember those older episodes so vividly for some reason. And the storylines well. And I watched the newer ones that came after that generation. I definitely watched them. But I think a couple times I went back to rewatch them and I couldn't remember them. Like, it was like I was experiencing them all for the first time. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was because we were just younger and we absorbed things more. When
it was because it wasn't molding your psyche. We were too old in order to be having our psyches molded by the grass. Right. And we were being traumatized by the first one. And we weren't being traumatized by the second one.
Exactly.
The world started getting more traumatic. So as traumatic things were happening in Degrassi, we didn't fucking remember because we were dealing with this shit.
Honestly, at that point, I was probably watching Skins and over it. You know?
And Skins, yes. Skins was also another one that like actually took
exactly.
Yes. It was okay, so it's not like we all
stopped watching around the same time, except for Jess, who like never stopped watching, which is very fair.
I recommend watching the new ones.
It's, you do, so it's like actually like solid.
It's enough to I wasn't like, you know, tapped in and but like keep it on in the background.
That's what I love.
See what's going on.
I love background TV.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
It's not bad.
Okay, I'll cut that on. I'll definitely cut that on. Speaking of, do y'all remember when there was talks of HBO bringing back Degrassi? It was supposed to live on HBO Max, and HBO had like confirmed it, and it was like a whole thing, and then it was scrapped later on
once HBO was getting
rid
of everything.
They were going to make a new show?
They were going to make just a Degrassi-like spinoff, like how Degrassi had all the spinoffs, Degrassi Next Generation, Degrassi Next Class, Degrassi whatever. They're going to make another one after the 2017 cancellation from Netflix. They were going to pick up Degrassi and like continue it, you know, with their own little fresh spin or something. But they canceled it. I was waiting for it. And what pisses me off is everything right now is a reboot, but y'all not rebooting the tried and true shit. Degrassi been around for 40 goddamn years. Y'all want to reboot something that had 5 episodes 15 years ago, but Degrassi was canceled in 2017. You know how recent that is? That was yesterday. And it started in 79. Why would you cancel Degrassi? Mm-hmm. Are y'all serious? And not, you're rebooting the wrong shit. You're rebooting the wrong shit. I don't want a Gossip Girl reboot. Y'all did it wrong anyway. I want the Degrassi reboot, okay? That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stop.
I feel
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of show that's like, to be honest, as much as I like love the earlier seasons, like it's meant to be rebooted. What I was watching, what I grew up with was a reboot, literally, you know? So it's like.
It was.
Period.
And we didn't even know.
We didn't even know it.
Exactly. And it would be so fun because, like, all of the actors of the generation that we watch are in that, like, they're still young parents,
yes.
but could have, like, actual, like, 10, 11, 12 year olds. You 100%. Know what I'm saying?
And Mr. Simpson can still be a teacher or principal.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
I think he was, like, up until, wasn't he a teacher for a really long time? Or principal, like up until the later seasons?
Principal.
I don't know if he ever stopped being a part of the show. I don't know.
Me neither. And good for him. Get your fucking paycheck, okay?
Yeah, we kill him.
I just feel like, you know, Ashley having to take her child to go see Drake in concert and being like, Mommy used to date him. On an episode, that's what I want
to
see.
I would absolutely love to see it. Mm-hmm. Put Jazz in the writer's room, please, quickly.
Hurry up.
We need that. Okay, because y'all are playing.
Storyboard.
Put Jazz in the writer's room today. Thank you. Speaking of Drake.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Obviously, I had a crush on Jimmy. And I was very anti him transitioning from Jimmy, Aubrey Graham from Degrassi, to rapper Drake. While it was happening, I didn't believe in him. I thought it was embarrassing. I was listening to the first couple songs, this is so cringe. Yeah, I'm like, Drake, this is so fucking cringe. And now he's easily one of my favorite rappers, unfortunately, because I say this on many episodes. It's really fucked that nigga right now because he had Meg really fucked up. I still have not listened to that album. And I have to reiterate that as I talk about it, I have to reiterate it multiple times. It's fuck that nigga right now. Unfortunately, he probably is one of my favorite rappers. I probably know more Drake than I know any goddamn body else. Unfortunate. But yeah, no, I was so anti. And now look, this nigga is big as fuck.
I know. My literal goal this year is to make sure Drake is not my top listened artist. Like he has been the past 3 years.
I don't even have hope for myself. Honestly, it's embarrassing. Although I'm boycotting that specific album. The rest of it is still in a rotation right now for me.
I know.
And I know that nigga's going to pop up. It's one of my top. And it's embarrassing every time. It's been embarrassing since 2016, the first time it happened. But it's fine.
I agree. Yep.
It's fine. And then, I'm upset. Do y'all remember the music video for I'm Upset?
I was
so happy.
Yes.
It made me happy.
I remember watching that and be like,
it made me overjoyed.
Can you believe this?
I'm ecstatic.
He knew what we want.
The song 10 times more.
It made me like the song. I didn't like the song at all. And then I'm watching the video. I'm like, oh. Remember he was like promoting it, like by like taking all the pictures with everybody and like having the clips of everybody on the show. And I was like, oh my God, there's a Degrassi reunion happening. And then end up being the music video for, you know, I'm Upset, which was less exciting, but still very exciting when I watched it.
Oh my God.
Super excited.
It was so sweet. It was nice seeing him with the guy who plays Spinner. Just hanging out. Like, it was so cute.
It was so, everything was so good. It makes me feel like Drake is actually still friends with these people. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm glad he brought back Terry, you know? Because he was like.
And he brought back Terry. He didn't forget about Terry. Because she was only in, like, the first 2 seasons or something. They disrespected her character. We never learned what happened with her after the coma either.
Mm-hmm.
Why
did
y'all
because look
girl?
At her now. She looks like one of the girls that he was trying to date with.
Absolutely.
That's why he had her
Everybody
rap.
Was like,
absolutely.
Who is that? Period.
Right. They said Terry.
Oh, she little slim thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get her in the mood.
Terry looked good. The Degrassi girls, she does. Good.
Age like wine.
They do.
Like, they have aged really well. And then the other star that was mentioned in Wikipedia, Nina Dobrev. Did y'all have thoughts about Nina Dobrev on Degrassi or Vampire Diaries? Did you watch Vampire Diaries? Did you have thoughts?
I didn't watch Vampire Diaries, but I was happy for her. Like, I was happy for, honestly, I was genuinely happy for everybody who was able to jump off to something else, you know? I watched something that she did recently on Netflix. It was like a, do you remember? If you Google, like, Netflix Nina Dobrev, it's a Christmas movie, and it was really freaking good.
I laughed.
I liked it a lot. It was very comical.
Good for Nina. I get really confused with this might be very controversial. With her and the girl that played the girl in High School Musical.
Victoria Justice.
No. Wait, no, that one too.
Okay.
She looks like a lot of these
Vanessa
girls.
Hudgens?
She looks like three of them.
She looks like a lot of people.
She definitely does look like Victoria Justice. They have like a bunch of, there's a whole internet conspiracy that they are the same person. It's like, no, this is a lie.
Conspiracy, that's the same.
When she
person.
Gets tired of being Victoria Justice, she goes back to being Nina Dobrev.
She Hannah Montana's it, you know? So that's a whole thing. I felt like
they all look the same.
I did not like Nina Dobrev as Mia. I felt like something was just off about it. Like, she didn't give the teen mom vibe the way that I really wanted her to give it. You know, like, she was too kiddie or something, which I guess is the point of being a teen mom. But I'm like, this is a baby. Like, y'all really reaching with this casting here. I don't. And she had a 3-year-old. It's not even like she had a new kid. She had a whole toddler. So I'm like, this actress looks 14. She has a 3-year-old. Y'all are reaching, but okay.
It was kind of gross because I feel like with her and with Liberty, they were so like young and fresh faced, and them having to be moms, and it's giving creepy.
Right. Didn't she have a storyline with Peter too? I feel like Mia, something, there was something with Peter and Mia.
I think Mia was with JT. Am I crazy?
She was also with JT. She was definitely with JT. I felt like there was something with Peter, but maybe I made that up. I can't remember what happened, but I felt like something went on with Peter. And
maybe.
Her. That's not her baby daddy. No, her baby daddy was a Lakehurst boy. One of the boys that was involved with stabbing JT.
That makes sense.
I think that's all that I had for Degrassi. Do you all have any points, thoughts that y'all would like to bring up while we're here?
I mean, there's a lot to cover, but
there's so
I
much.
It was split up in a very good way to where we could digest it.
Yes. We could go on for hours because there's things I've forgotten. Like, it goes too deep.
It really does.
It does go
literally.
Really.
And then it universes. Gets confusing.
Yes. Are there any theories as to why Black people like Degrassi? Because I find that, like, most of my Black friends are pretty versed in Degrassi, and sometimes I'll mention it to some non-Black folks, and they're like, I mean, yeah, I'm familiar with it. Like, I know that it exists.
I mean, I can't quite say specifically, like, what about the show? But, like, I mean, I think it was always kind of, I like that there were Black people. There were other Black kids. Like, I could find more than one. There was Liberty. There was Drake. There was Hazel. There were a couple of side characters who were, like, Black people. Yeah, I mean, definitely it could have been more diverse, but I'm glad that there was, at a time where there was no diversity, it was a show that was really trying to, like, you know, find different people to create different storylines that teens experience. And so I liked that. And I liked that they didn't just choose one Black person to tell those stories, you know? Still could have done better.
I think growing up, I kind of reflect on this often. I feel like, especially for girls our age, we were so lucky, and this is the only time I'll ever say that, because our shows growing up, we had, like, even I wasn't, like, directly in, but, like, Moesha reruns, we had Sister, we had what is her name, Taina.
Yes. Fuck yeah, Taina.
You know, we had, before it got to be like the skinny coked out 2000s, Yes. And we had the start of like Degrassi in this time of like shit was hella just like diverse and open.
Yeah.
In a way that I think really formed like a lot of the strong Black women I know today. So I'm glad that Degrassi just snuck in there to keep it going. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I fully agree with both points. I feel like you said, Jazz, we grew up in a point where we were unusually lucky and it didn't even last that long, honestly. I think not by around 2005, all of that was damn near gone. Mm-hmm. But we grew up with That's a Raven, A Sister Sister, reruns of The Parkers, and Moesha smart and Degrassi guy. Had a very yeah, smart guy.
Skeeter. Yeah.
Like Cousin Skeeter with Megan Good. Like there was a lot of diversity at the forefront that was stripped away from us shortly following that. And Degrassi continued that for a long time. Like it was canceled in 2015. And for a long time, I can cut on Degrassi and I know I would see a few Black characters. I would see a good amount of non-white characters. And of course, you know, there's white people, of course. And you know, I had a bond with those characters too. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. It felt representative of the world around me as opposed to when I turned on TV and it felt like I was being ignored or stripped, you know, like taken away from existence. Mm-hmm. Like I'm here and Degrassi showed that. Yeah. And that's what it was. It was good. Thanks, producers. Y'all pissed me off because how you did my girl Hazel. And then how you turned around and did Liberty too.
Literally.
Wrong.
But I appreciated it for the time. Y'all really was holding it down. So exactly. I appreciate that.
The beginning.
Truly in the beginning. Thanks y'all for coming on the show. This was such a fun episode for me to record. I feel like it's been a long time since I recorded an episode about something that I'm thoroughly interested in. You know, usually I'm like, oh, I was somewhat of an interest in this, you know, Degrassi. No, that was really my shit. So I really appreciate y'all taking the time to come on and chat with me about this.
You can find me on Instagram at Jasmine J. New projects, honestly, just becoming a bigger and badder bitch. That's period. The project exactly. This year is me. So.
Wow. Nice.
I love that. I agree. The project is always going to be me because I'm a project that needs fixing every now and every day. But yes, you can find me on Instagram at just salorm.k, salormk on some things. And you can find me on Spotify and where all platforms where music is sold. Thank you.
And of course, per usual, you can find me across all social media platforms at BPLPpod. You can email me with any thoughts, episode topics, people you think I should bring on the episode at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. As a reminder, you can listen to my new podcast, Glass House by Sequoia Holmes, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And that comes out every other Thursday in between the weeks when this podcast comes out, which also comes out every other Thursday, but on a different Thursday.
Damn!
Okay, yes. So you can listen to me weekly if you feel like it. If you want to hear my voice weekly, you got that. I'm available. And that's it. Bye, y'all. You too, sir.
Oh.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, y'all.